interpreter of songs, delightful performer. Please welcome Jane Fallon.
How's that? That's just a tuner. Got me? Got my voice? All right. Thanks, Steve Rapson, for the bracelet. Michelle, did you make this? No, you didn't do this one. Okay. Well, you're so talented. You just do everything. So. Anyway, he wasn't here, so what, I don't know what you call the eminent domain. I just seized it or whatever. Okay. Last time I've been here, did a couple of ballads, piano ballads, so I do a little change up here. Those of you who have been here a couple of times when I've been playing. I was up at the Vanilla Bean Coffee House where Lisa Martin holds a singer-songwriter challenge thing, and every month the audience decides on a topic, right? And then you know the topic as you come, and you've got to write a song on the topic. Okay, the topic was animals. So I'm thinking, well, I'm going to cheat. You know, I've got a song about an animal. I'll use one. But no, I couldn't cheat. I had to be honest. So I was last minute I came up with this song. I thought, you know, all the songs I know about animals are sad. You know, there's always some dog dying and, you know, whatever. So this is where this came from. Oh, my apologies to Suzanne, who just lost her cat. You're welcome, Tiger Lily. When I was 5, my dog died. At 10, my kitty disappeared, left me in tears. I made a vow there and then to never have a real life pet again. 'Cause no matter how much love you give them, it's a no-brainer. We'll outlive them. So even though I long for a I don't have to hire me no dog sitter, and I save a fortune in kitty litter. He's the best friend that I've found yet, and all I have is to keep it. And all he asks is I not forget to put him in the sun and keep him wet, my chia pet. When old Yeller died, I cried, I do believe. And after 20 years, Mr. Bojangles, he still grieves. And the tragic shooting of Bambi's mother was a cartoon moment like no other. And who can forget the fate so dire? The girl who went out in the night yelling wildfire. So even though I long for a real life critter, I don't have to hire me no dog sitter, and I save a fortune in kitty litter. He's the best friend that I've found yet, and all he asks is I not forget to put him in the sun and keep him wet, my chia pet. No dog gets me up at dawn to do his thing out on the lawn or sheds his hair in my new washed clothes. And cats, I can't make sense of it, something that bathes in its own spit. Now really, don't you think that's gross? And Hollywood can be so mean, they took 30 minutes killing poor Marlene. Now I give up, I won't have no pup. And even if I found me some goldfish to swim safely in a dish, something would come along and eat them up. But my chia pet, should something chew him up, it would only take a moment to plant a new one up. So even though I long for a real life critter, I don't have to hire me no dog sitter, and I save a fortune on kitty litter. I got a cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-chia. 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 Thank you.
One more hand, please, for Jane Fallon.